disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible. 98.
Off we go for another glorious day. Friday is coming, and it's Memorial Day weekend here this weekend, three-day weekend, which normally would be, you know, the Indy 500 and people going nuts and the pools go crazy. We're going to have a great weekend of weather, and we're lucky that we're having a good one. But I don't know that anybody. I talked to somebody yesterday who told me they're renting an Airstream. They're not going to travel. They're not going to stay in hotels. They're getting one of these high-end, super new Airstream trailers, and they're just going to drive around for 5 days and hang out and do some things, go to Santa Fe, go up to Denver, hang around Colorado, and then drive back. And I'm like, that's kind of an interesting thought.
Yeah.
You get an Airstream and do that, and that way you don't have to deal with the airport, the plane, the hotels, and everything else. But you know,
it's just finding places for that. Sometimes you can run into that
right
here.
But still.
It's probably easier to deal
Walmart
with.
Walmart parking
easier
lots, your chances of them kicking you out the first night are tough. My problem with that is it's just traveling around with a bucket of my own feces.
Yeah.
I've always thought of that with RV travel. I'm like, oh, it sounds great. And then you start thinking, except for the pooping. And then you're going to find a hotel to poop in anyway, because I'm not going to, if I had to go, I can clinch up, but I don't want somebody else. I don't want to go have Megan in there taking dumps and stuff. And then every once in a while, I got to pull over and put a hose in that tank and blow out her poop.
For 5 days, you won't have to.
Oh, come on. Then you're just hauling it around. I don't need to know that's there.
I don't, you know, ugh. Between you and Megan, there shouldn't be that much
volume. Oh, it doesn't matter. I don't care. If a dog poops on the floor, you don't go, ah, it's not enough volume to clean up. It's just, you don't put it in a bag and then just store it in a drawer until the drawer's full.
Ugh. It breaks it down.
It doesn't. It's disgusting. It's just hauling your own poo around. That's my only beef with that. It's like, I'd just rather have it to where you plug in and then it shoots right out of the RV.
And you could have the Porta one, too, where you just got to pull over.
I'm not doing that. I would rather
be
just
one with nature.
When I flush, it goes out in the street. That would be better. Just driving along,
well,
and pick
Dave
it up,
Matthews
and go flush
got in trouble for that.
Yeah, but that's the right thing to do. That's the better way. You know,
just not in the city.
Yeah, well, why not? The Kenyans did it during the marathon. They were dumping and peeing all over the floor. Nobody seemed to mind. Like you said, it's not a whole bunch of volume. You took a dump in the road, and you left it up there on
they're
the
stringing it out
on the
yeah
260. It's nature. It's okay. I mean, what's worse, my poop on the road or asphalt through the woods? Right.
Your poop on the road.
No. Asphalt through the woods is the correct answer. Driving roads through the middle of beautiful green trees is 10 times worse for the environment than my poop going out of the back of the RV. So I think it should just be a hole you sit on. It all falls into the street. And that's better than hauling it around. Blech. Blech. Plus you got that. You know, if you've ever been on a bus that someone pooed on, it doesn't go away. They act like that's a normal thing, but I've been on RVs and stuff where people have pooed, and they say that it stinks for 7 to 8 hours. You just constantly have it with you. It smells terrible. But, you know, that's their choice. They want to go out there and do that. They can ride around, hang out. It sounds like a better thing than trying to travel. People are getting clever with it, and they still say a lot of people are going to drive. Gas prices are dirt cheap, so
yeah,
there's a bunch of people. Lakes are going to be packed full. I guarantee you that.
And they're supposed to be. You know, they've lifted a couple of areas like, oh, they can be at 50%. But, you know, for like hotels and resorts, this is,
look,
you know, back east, this is the heyday. And
right. Last night, and again, you know, I'm not trying to be the irresponsible, and I think that's great. You rent a hotel, who's coming in counting?
Right.
You're taking the people.
That's
you,
what
you,
I
you've
said.
Been going you've been
you
going
gotta,
broke. Yeah,
you
got to take
them.
I was at a place last night. I had a little business meeting last night, and I'm sitting with a guy at Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers on Scottsdale Road. And they've got it all mapped out, and they've got stickers on the tables. They're not, this is not for sitting. You're seating. This is not for seating. And we've got a small table in the corner. There's one behind us. There's two tables over. There's two people. Then the blank table, and then another one. So it's spaced out pretty good. They got a party of 11 that came in. And the table next to us.
Party
had,
of 11?
Yeah, I know. Well, it's Scottsdale. These people don't care. So they had the, and they're young. So the table that said, you know, can't be seated is next to a table that can, and they're both big, like six top tables. And the guy looked at us, and he goes, "Do you mind?" That's far enough away. They scooted those two things together, and they had the tables. And now it's one big table that you can seat because it's connected to one. I'm like, of course, the owner has to make money. I wouldn't turn it away. Nobody's coming by with a bean counter going, "You've got too many people. They're too close." It's suggested. So if I'm a business owner, I'm looking at that rule like, "I dare you to come get me. You've broke me." And if I've got people that want to come in and spend money in my place, I'm not saying no. I'm not a fool. I'm going to make it so it's responsible as I can. That's the thing. I'm going to be as responsible as I can be as a business owner. But you give me 11 people that want to come drink on a Thursday when I've been breaking my neck for the last two months,
cha-ching.
I'm taking it. I don't give a crap what any, cops come by.
The ones that should feel bad is the crew of 11.
I agree. And that's what I've always said. Like, we've left it up for social responsibility. If I'm a business owner, I'm like, got to take the money. I'm gonna trudge through the fire.
But like those people are just.
But the idiots who go out and don't again socialize responsibly are the ones they have to worry about. And I looked and I'm like, how dare you guys? I didn't say it, but I'm thinking, what's wrong with you? Why do you have to get a party of 11 together? Can't you guys get four or five friends together and skip the other six before you start dragging this gigantic mess in? And my friend's wife has an autoimmune thing. And he's like, I've got a.
She definitely,
I got. She can't be there. Yeah. And he's like, I won't. Like, he had a thing of sanitizer with him because I'm constantly doing this because I have to meet up with people every once in a while. He goes, I don't touch. I don't do it. And he didn't. We were super responsible. And he's like, now I got to go home. The second I go home, I stand outside the house, sanitize my hands and arms. I go inside, strip down, put it in the laundry myself, get in the shower, and just make sure. And he goes, she's not even bad. It's just we don't want to take the chance. He's like, I have to do some things. So when they sat them all next to us, we were fine. I mean, nobody's breathing or touching. Waitress had her mask around her mouth and her nose was out. And I'm like, it's just silly. We just don't care.
And there's been some interesting science on that.
Well, the CDC's thing.
Surface.
Yeah, the CDC changed the wording of how they say that. It's hard to catch. Don't take my word for this because they could change it again. But their latest deal was person to person. It's crazy how fast it can spread. They're finding now that surface to person is much more difficult than they originally thought. It lives on a surface for a long time. But you picking it up and grabbing it and giving it to yourself off of a countertop or whatever evidently is very hard. That's new to the CDC. Not impossible, but more difficult than they had originally said. Now, originally they said you can pick it up off of a door handle real easy or anything else. Now they're kind of finding this lumbering giant virus that doesn't mutate very fast, just hangs around. It's hard to kill, and it hangs around. But person to person, hand contact, nose, right into your eyes or nose, that's immediate. Like, it just grabs, it loves that host. But on a countertop, it just sticks. It sticks to everything.
So. Now, what do you think if all of a sudden, the prediction of the relapse happens again? I don't think they're going to.
They won't.
I don't think they'll shelter in. It's like,
whatever. Again, and they shouldn't. Go. We've been given the information as citizens on how to do the best we can. There is no reason to shut down again. We're the problem. And anybody bitching that the government didn't do enough, maybe they didn't, maybe they did, but now it's up to you. And if you're going to sit back and do whatever you want and then complain that we had a relapse, that's on us.
Unless it morphs into something
else. Right, that's
else
different. Then it turns into a really different virus. Right. And there's, viruses do that. They're saying this one's kind of clumsy and slow. Talk to that neurosurgeon again. He goes, it's a slow-moving virus as viruses go. It has made moves, and it's made odd moves, but it's still core is still the same thing. So they're like, we're pretty sure that that's the same. But it could, you never know. It could make it crazy. Nobody knows. But yeah, so the most part, they've said, wash your hands. We've got enough ventilators to kind of keep us at bay for a little bit. Stay out of groups. They're even telling people when you go to the lake, and we know you're going, but the water isn't a cure-all. So stay 6 feet away in the water and, just keep your distance and do that stuff. If we don't do it, there's nobody to blame but us. And last night I watched it. I'm like, people are going to keep doing it. So there's no reason to shut down again. We've been given what we need as people to understand this is the best way to avoid it. It can't be stopped. Best way to avoid it is to stay home if you can. And if you want to go out, be super duper responsible. Are people doing it? Not really. I watched it last night at the other bars in Scottsdale as I was driving away. I'm like, that one's just flat packed full.
Yeah.
The one I drove by was just packed. And I don't blame the businesses. You just
it depends on what our tolerance level is for numbers. The numbers are going to continue to rise, obviously. Until there's a vaccine, it's going to just continue to slowly go up.
But again,
the vaccine is not, that's the thing. Hopefully it is a vaccine rather than let's try to get this to fight it off.
Yeah, but until then, we got nothing.
Like a flu shot every
season.
So
keep your fingers crossed for the future because that's all you're talking about. And in the meantime, do the best you can. You've been armed with all the information you needed to keep us from shutting down again. If we shut down again, it's mainly because we were stupid. Or it changed. And if it changed, then we're like, well, now we've got a bigger fish and society's in big trouble because now we got a bunch of stuff to fix.
We like our freedom more than a few old people dying.
We prefer convenience over anything that we have to do. Like if it's up to us, we're like, what's more convenient way? just doing what I want and letting old people die. Yeah, that's probably more convenient. So we'll do that.
We're convenience gonna, always
we
wins.
Love convenience over everything. So when we're set, hey, guys, you should stay home. You should probably not go out and socialize too much. Definitely wash your hands a ton. Wear these masks. If you don't have to go out, don't do it. Try not to touch stuff. Try not to be. And we're like, well, what is it if I don't do all that? That seems like a lot. Like a bunch of old people are going to die. You know what? I'm going over to Bourbon and Bones for a little while. I'm going to just go sit with the people. Because it's essential that people feel like they're part of something. So, yeah, it's up to us. And again, that's just the phrase socialize responsibly. And if you don't want to, that's fine. But just know you can't bitch later when you're the one in the party of 11 and we have another rise and everybody's like, what do we do? What do we do? And you're like, I can't believe they're not doing anything. Well, what did you do? What part did you play? Did you participate or did you shun it and then hope it all went away? I think that's the other thing. I think there's a lot of Pollyannas out there. They're like, well, if I just ignore it, it won't stress me out. So they go about their business like life's normal because they can't confront reality. And I think there's a big part of the population that just goes, I'll just do what I want. I mean, the thing you hear most people saying is, I'm fine. I feel fine. And that's not what it's about. Right. You know, you don't want to.
There's a fine line because you can go the other way, too, and just be.
Right.
It can eat you up inside that you're just so mad at everyone else from not doing it.
But if it's eating you up, well, yeah, you should be, though, a little bit. As a social person, you should actually have some feelings.
That's a fine line.
But if it's eating you up, that's one thing. But if you're looking around and go, man, we deserve this. Just accepting reality. Look around and accept reality instead of just going, oh, well. I mean, that's the thing I see a lot of people doing because it's like Eric said. It's like we don't care until it starts affecting your age group or you. Nobody really says, eh, it's a bunch of old
people. See those questions pop up on social media. Do you know anybody that has this? And right. It's like if it's not in our little world.
Right, it doesn't count.
It's not happening.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you didn't know somebody in 9/11, did that not happen? I mean, yeah. I don't know how you can use that to equate it to anything.
Right.
You know, it's got to be – it has to directly affect you. Yeah. It has to be – somebody I know has to have had it or it doesn't exist.
Well,
and so I'll just go live in my life no matter
what. Yeah, I'm just going to do what I want because I feel fine and I don't really hang out with old people anyway. It's like you don't know what you're doing. And it doesn't mean shut it down.
That's the toughest. I mean, for like – even though I'd say my parents are more relaxed, but anyone in that age or, you know, 65 plus – you're just so, I mean, it's tough to think about even going out. And there's plenty that
right.
will do that.
But. And they should.
And they're the ones that have to, if they want to avoid this.
They're high risk. You know, somebody with one leg is not going to cross the freeway as fast as somebody with two. They probably shouldn't do it. You're a higher risk. So stay home. That's the right thing. And if you and think of what a little petulant teenage attitude you've got. If you're like, but I want to go to a restaurant. Times aren't that tough. If your biggest beef is... I'll get sick and go, but I really want to go socialize. Tough gig. Boo hoo. I'm inside a lot. Eh, well, hopefully you got enough stuff. I think you get enough to hold you over. The bad thing is the people who are affected are no good with Netflix. Like your parents are probably clumsy as hell trying to get television on Netflix and Hulu and all this other and finding things. So their binge properties are really difficult to get compared to all of us who are low risk. We're like, well, I can figure out how to binge 9 shows in 2 minutes. Old people can't figure out that remote. The smart TV? What the hell is this? It's smarter than you. So they're probably bored watching old movies and stuff. But if they only knew.
Their window's about 3 or 4 hours, and it's always before they go to bed.
But sure. Can they even do it? Are your parents Netflix savvy?
Yeah, they are.
Are they the rest of them? Amazon, Hulu, and all
my brother and sister over there, you know, walk them through them.
And I bet you they sit and go, I can't figure this out. All the time. Every night, I bet you that's a phrase. I don't know what the hell this is. Let's just watch Andy Griffith again.
But yeah. Westerns.
Yeah, Westerns are big. Those folks love the Westerns. Was your dad a Western guy?
Yeah, he'll watch Westerns.
Isn't that weird? Because you watch them now and you're like, this is...
I find myself every now and then, just because you knew your dad watched them, and you go back and say, wow. Like a lot of the John Wayne movies.
Horrible movies. Just, I mean, you would show this to a 5-year-old and they'd get bored because the story's so simple. And they talk to people like they're 4. There was no intricate details to a Western. Now, a few of them, not too, but the majority of them are just for dummies.
The comedy on the shootouts, too, when... Oh. It's the same reaction when you get hit by a bullet. And you know, before you could show anything, then you could show a little splatter
tiny,
of blood.
Tiny drop. Yeah. Oh, the Lone Ranger's plugging people. They get shot all the time, but Lone Ranger never shoots. He shoots people in the hands. But they kill people like dead close, you know, point blank shots. These guys fire away inside a room. The guy just grabs his chest. There's no blood, no hole in his clothes. But he still killed them. I love that stuff. Like, they could handle that. I can handle this guy being murdered on TV. I just don't want any of the gore associated with a massive gunshot from a foot and a half away. That was unnecessary. You just watched a man die. Yeah, but I didn't need to see any of that. I get it.
He was bad.
I got an imagination.
That's why they made Kill Bill black and white.
That's
you
right.
See all that blood splatter.
All that gloppy black. Great stuff. But yeah, just be responsible. It's a 3-day weekend. Know what it's for. Understand, first off, it's not Veterans Day USA today. And second, just, you know, be smart. Let's try not to do this again. I was actually kind of impressed last night that most people, oh boy, we watched a drunk though. Craig and I are sitting at this place, and this guy walked out of the cold beers and cheeseburgers, and he opens the little gate on the patio, and there's two girls sitting next to the gate, and he goes, excuse me, ladies. I'm like, wow, this is 50s TV drunk. And he's
there
probably
goes Otis.
27, and Otis is like out. Excuse me, ladies. And he does his minute with them, like, am I okay? Nothing's going here. Opens the little gate, and as he's closing the gate, he does the three steps left, three steps right, and I'm like, oh boy. And then he just starts walking towards Scottsdale Road. And everybody on the patio, I said it first. I'm like, oh God, don't go in the road. And everybody's like, oh no. That's all you hear is the patio. No. And he just walks right through the southbound traffic. Cruises, and he's standing on the median, and the other side's going, and he's bobbing around like there's a 120-mile-an-hour wind.
You guys are watching a live
and
Frogger.
And everybody's got their hands on their face. Go, stop! No! Should we get him? And I'm like, ah! And then he starts to take a step, and cars are like, no! And then he finally makes it to the other side, and all the patio at Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers, like, oh. Because we thought for sure we were going to
play some bets. Got some bets going.
I was
going
to call it. I started to do an English. All right, now he's doing his patented bob and weave at the median and ready. But you can't do it loud enough. I need a microphone to do the call of this man's death. There was no doubt in my mind he was going to die. He somehow froggered his way right across the street, standing on the other side. He looked like Julian Edelman. So my friend Craig's like, somebody's going to kill Julian Edelman. He's a Patriots fan. He's like, oh, Edelman's going to die. Yeah, oh, it's crazy. But then you're like, well, that guy's not going to practice 6 feet rules and wash his hands. And he's out there touching everything.
With the drunks, it's not happening.
Yeah, so you can't count
on that. Can you imagine Mill in Old Town Scottsdale on Fridays and Saturdays?
Yeah. Have you ever heard this? I'll be right back. I got to go wash my hands real good. Never. Drunks never go, oh, look at this. I probably should be responsible and clean up and put my mask back on. They're not going to do that. You get drunks tonight? Memorial Day weekend is going to be full of drunks. And bar owners, nobody's coming to count. Hotels at 50%? Are you kidding me? You get a group, you're at 50%, you get like a group of 10 people that come in, one four rooms, 52%. We can do this. That's fine. Nobody's going to come and do a head count. It's not the Gestapo. You're not China.
I find myself, too, like trying to figure out where to go has become a chore.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to go somewhere too busy, but I want it to be good.
Yeah.
But it's like there's like so many caveats now
it's
to
draining.
It.
Draining.
Where's it at? Where's the location? Is there a gazillion people around?
Do we drive by a couple of times? What's the parking lot like? Is there people in there? Yeah, I drove by Bourbon and
Bones
last night.
Do I make multiple reservations just in case?
Yeah. Looked at Bourbon and Bones, and I'm like, I wouldn't go in there. That place is packed.
And that was on my list, too. And I'm like looking at it, and I'm like,
it's a great place. But you looked in, and I'm like, it's crazy, crazy busy.
They charge you like $30 for that round ice.
Yeah, other
than that.
Love that round ice, though. Makes a difference.
You get the bill, you're like, oh, I just thought it was a cute little thing. No. I didn't realize it.
Round ice is $40.
Sure, I'll take the round ice.
A little red breast and put it in one of them balls of ice. That's pretty neat. $75. Well, you ordered the good one. I'm like, yeah, but it's an ounce and a half of liquid and then a big ball of ice. You know how long those balls of ice take? We've got midgets with tiny hands just shaping them constantly in a freezer.
Log rolling.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Pure water. You can't even use the regular water. There's just midgets in there spitting. It's midget spit. It's magic midget spit. They ball up into an ice ball, and it makes a difference.
Triple filtered.
I argued with a bartender once that the ice doesn't matter, and he goes, watch this. And he made a ball of ice in this ice ball maker that they have at Buck and Rider with regular water. And it looked like toilet paper. It was gross.
Cloudy.
Like all white. And I'm like, what the hell's that? And he goes, now, the pure water. And we put it through this and this and this. And he goes, mix that. And he goes, now take a sip of either drink. One of them tastes like poison. And the other one was delicious. I'm like, all right, ball ice matters. I didn't want to admit it. Give me that $50 drink. I'm not drinking that $10 garbage.
Yeah, if you're getting the good stuff, get the ball of ice. Might as well go.
Get the ball of ice. And the square of ice, forget it. That's got a little fetus in it, and it'll give you strength forever. It gives you the blood of the youth.
I'll take it to go.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Oh, my God, the square ice.
Is that, so is that a level up?
I don't know which is stronger. I think it just depends on your education in geometry. I think if you know more about squares and circles, then you'll know the difference. I can't taste it.
How does that work with a round glass? I mean, because you put the ball fits
sometimes you get the rounded off squared bucket glass, too. And I don't know.
That's true. I guess you need the square glass.
You get a square glass for the round one, and that's creating quite a dilemma. Because as I learned as a child, the square goes in the square. Circle goes in the circle. So if you put a circle in a square glass,
that's not good, right?
I might as well fall off my stool.
I get less alcohol that
confusing.
Way.
Confusing.
It takes up more volume, space.
These are first world problems.
Yeah, this is a math issue. I need a Chinaman and I need an abacus. Stat. I can't
what do you
this.
Think, table of 11?
Yeah. Well, each of these are $50, but with this gigantic square cube in my round glass, am I getting less alcohol than I am with the round? The round one seems to be taking up less space. I'm going to go with round ice. I'll have the round. Welcome to Subway. What flavor of cheese would you like, triangle or square? I don't know. I don't know enough about it. I got a little hospital.
Well, you know,
ice
the
maker.
Square doesn't work on Subway.
What are you talking about?
Because it's too wide.
Square cheese?
Yeah,
they've got square cheese.
They got to go rectangle.
All right.
Because the bun only.
They do have square
so
cheese
wide.
Though, but the triangular cheese. But you can get square cheese. It's really little.
Yeah, they do multiple.
They have different shapes. You'll have the rectangle,
slices.
But I think that's the rectangle flavored cheese is the longer one. They do have square cheese. It's very rarely offered. Triangle or circle?
Yeah, I haven't seen the square.
Triangle or circle? I'll have the flavor of circle, please. What bread do you want?
Half moon.
White, brown, or brown with speckles? I'll have the flavor with speckles,
I thought
please.
The cheddar was the square one.
Cheddar is square.
Yeah.
The yellow. Sometimes they'll call it the
yellow.
Yeah. You got the yellow, the square, and the triangle. We're out of circle flavor.
What's your favorite? Yellow?
I like the yellow, but I also enjoy the flavor of the circle.
Smoked yellow?
Man, you are an artist. You know all your shapes. You're very good. What kind of meat do you want? Brown? Light brown? White? Sliced white? Oh, my God. What are you talking about? Ball? I'll have ball. The flavor ball with the round cheese flavor. Speckle bread. Okay. This is going to be a good sandwich. Okay. Green thing, red thing, white sauce. Want some of the sliced green? Circle reds? They're called tomatoes. Oh, look at you learning. I love going there when you get a dummy behind the counter.
11 and a quarter inch or 6 inch?
And by the way, last night, a couple of high schools launched fireworks for graduation. I thought we weren't doing that. What was going on with that? Where did they do those? What was it, a Zoom fireworks
show? We had
show?
One in our neighborhood that must have been a personal one, graduation party. It was 11:30 at night.
Yeah, they're done with that. But there was a high schools that launched them from their football field, but nobody was there.
You have a graduation party on a...
Yeah, that's when they graduate. Wednesdays and Thursdays.
Can't wait till the weekend to do the party?
Evidently not. They have to be loud and annoying on a weekend.
Dogs went crazy.
Yeah, and it's unexpected. I hate unexpected fire. 4th of July, New Year's Eve, I can plan for that, and you can have your fun. But when you're a hillbilly that just likes explosions.
Yeah, wait one day. It's at least Friday.
And tell your neighbors you're going to do it. Just at least tell your neighbors, hey, we're going to light some stuff. Because dogs are heart attacks, and they dig holes and run away. They go nuts. Nobody expects an explosion.
You should go over there and give them a piece of your mind, Brady.
Yeah, you should.
Almost.
Hey, guys.
Put on some dark socks.
The
tiny
problem.
Whiteys.
The problem.
What in the world's going on over
the
here?
The gun. The problem would be.
I'm going to go give him a piece of the old bogan.
Hey, Brady.
What in the world? What are you guys cooking?
Yep.
Shut him down.
Heard you had a party going on. I got to get up in a couple hours, but damn. You need, are you going to flip that or?
Didn't want to tempt myself.
You got this on the grill a little long. Don't you think you should probably take this off or? You put the corn right next to that, or
is that yellow cheese?
Yeah, you got the circle cheese, or the square cheese, or the yellow cheese? Yeah. Well, good luck with your Memorial Day plans this week, and I hope you all have fun. But I can only imagine that, and I don't know how sex works right now. I know how it works for us married folk, but I don't get it for the singles. Watching last night, a couple of dudes moved in on those girls that were sitting at the table next to us.
You got to stay 6 feet away. Right?
Yeah.
Hey,
it's no problem for a guy like me, but you, Eric. When I can please a woman from 6 feet away, that's easy.
The women probably like it. All these drunks coming up to them.
Yeah, I don't know.
They can use that as their excuse. Like these if guys, they don't want any to deal with them. No, coronavirus, stay away.
They leaned on the table and they were talking. And I'm like, how do you do that? How, and like, even if this works out, how do you make the move tonight? You'd go take baths together first? Yeah, the mask. Like, take your mask off. I want to kiss you.
They don't care.
Oh, I don't think they care.
Back on.
But those girls
wipe
were,
each other down.
They had hand sanitizer at their table, too. So maybe they just put that on your wang and go.
Hey, lube it up.
Yeah, here. This is going to burn. This is going to burn, but that means it's working.
Yeah, you don't want that in your urethra.
Never had a Purell hand job before. This is awful. But you're touching it, and that's all I ask.
Do you mind if I put alcohol on my hands and do this?
Are you going to touch my wang?
Yes.
You can use barbed wire. Go.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a good idea or not, but she had her sanitizer, and the guys came over, and they hit it off, and they were sitting there chatting and laughing, and I'm like, where does this go? Can you take one home? Can you responsibly bang squish right now? No.
Yep.
No, you can't, but you're still going to do it.
That ship.
Go get them. So it's tough going out trying to swing squish. Can't happen. I'm hopeful that later this morning I have a prison bitch fight on the air. I'm trying to work this out.
You sure you want to get in the middle of
this? Oh, yeah, I want to get in the middle of this, at least over the phone. Don't care otherwise. One lady who emails us all the time was a prison bitch. Her name is Jay. She was like...
She was the boss.
She was like a boss, according to Jay and a couple other people we've talked to. Jay had control of the block over there at Lady Prison. Somebody emailed me yesterday and early this morning and says, I can't take it anymore listening to this. Jay, why, she was a terrible prisoner. She didn't say why. She didn't talk like that. Why, I tell you. She said, this is all lies. And she used to protect the child manglers. And she was this and that and this. And she bitched out and hid from the general population every time there was trouble. She's always talking about how badass she was. And I'm like, yeah, but everybody I've ever talked to that's been in girl jail knows Jay.
Backed her up.
They know her.
Yeah.
Like, she's known.
So maybe this is like the rival crew.
That's what I think's going on. So she's out and she goes, during my lengthy stay, and lengthy was in all caps.
What I wonder.
Is this what we want to stir up?
Yeah, it is.
John wants to get in the middle
yes,
of.
Yes, Brady.
You're goddamn right it is. Have you ever been in a center and two prison rivals on
I
the
haven't.
Phone? Well, then you're welcome.
But I've heard what.
Do you want to use our parking lot?
I'm not saying go Mills Lane it. Don't get in there physically.
Let's get it on.
I'm just going to be on the phone, and when it gets crazy, we'll hang up. And go,
I don't think we want to know what they all did.
I
to
do.
Get into jail.
She
we?
Said that Jay said that forced girlfriend thing for Brittany Zamora. She goes, no, I was there for a lengthy period of time and never saw a forced girlfriend. I'm like, oh. Maybe you couldn't force them. And I don't know what the deal is, but
maybe
they're going to fight.
Maybe she wasn't strong enough.
So I'm working at her.
It's never forced. It's just recommended.
One's name is Barb and the other is Jay. And yeah. And Jay even told me today about Brittany Zamora. Trust me, I'm going to find out about her. I got away from my homies to get back at me. She's going to find out what's going on with that hot little teacher, Brittany Zamora, that likes sixth grade boys. Or a sixth grade boy.
Maybe they're keeping her away from the general population.
No way.
You don't think so?
You throw her right to the wolves. Well, that's what Jay told us that she's already got. Well, she did say she's going to have a single.
An owner?
A chick that'll own her, yeah. And if the second they see that, the toughest bitch on the block is going to grab hold
so
of
So interesting.
Yeah, I know. That's why I want to hear them talk.
This is why they have all those shows on ID channel.
Yeah.
I will take my hat off, and I will.
All right, ladies. No punches, blow the belt. Let's get it on.
Mills Lane this thing right now.
All right. Shut her right down. You can't call her that name. We don't know what that means. That's prison cussing.
I love it. But I'm hoping to arrange this. I think I got Jay on board. This other lady hasn't gotten back to me yet. I'm like, would you like to talk to Jay on the phone? Because we'll pay for it. Oh, man.
It'd be a good conversation.
Great, because both of them have to mind their P's and Q's. I'm sure they're like...
Yeah, they don't want to go back in, right?
They're like a sea air away from going back in.
You can, just give her the email address and then let them do it on
email. No.
No, no.
I want to hear it. I want to be part of it. I don't want them to privately.
Oh, you want them like to both call us?
Yeah.
Maybe we can organize it like a debate.
That's going to be today's fireside chats if I can arrange it.
All right, I'm down for
this. Let's get it on!
You've turned me.
Yeah, I told you.
If we could do this live on the air.
Okay. Absolutely. For that. You think I want to just do this at the Subway?
Circle cheese and make them stop.
The only problem. No, I mean, how's your button working over
awesome.
There?
Awesome. And I will warn them that I have their parole officer's number. If you start messing around with the Federal Communications Commission.
Yeah, don't mess with them.
I will have them come to you and throw you right back in the hole. Well, let's keep it clean, ladies. Mills?
Let's get it out.
Boss one, you have
that's
1 minute.
Right. And that's it. I'm going to handle it like Lincoln Douglas. Jay, you have 1 minute to berate this lesbian.
Now, isn't there a problem if, like, tomorrow these girls actually, like, meet up and then...
Not at all.
...scrap and
make it. The rules are going to be very clear. This is to be decided verbally and only verbally. If you decide to take anything beyond this, it is of your own volition. And KUPD does not back, although we would watch, a giant lesbian fight in the middle of a field somewhere.
You don't know they're both lesbians?
They're lesbians. I know one of them is, and for sure the other one is.
You don't know that.
Yeah, I do. She's
she's
big in the old fish market, if you know what I'm saying.
Does well.
Not everybody.
Like the fisherman.
Not every female that goes to jail is a lesbian.
The bass by the ass.
They may come out a lesbian.
Yeah, no, she's good. They're lesbians. They all come out lesbians. Look.
Yeah, that's true. One for one as far as
I mean, that's
who
we
saying.
We've two got, for two.
We've got know another one
degree of separation.
Yeah, we're one away. I mean, Toledo was married to a lady who went to jail and came out different. They swing you, man.
It may take time to set in.
In jail, they say being gay is not a choice because isn't.
No.
Both sides.
You aren't born this way, but it's not a choice.
Men or women.
It's
my choice.
I don't
think it matters.
Whether or not you're gay is someone else's choice. Yeah, both sides. But I'm not gay. Yeah, that's not your choice. I'm the one that chooses that. I don't know how I'd fare in jail. I'd be in big trouble.
You'd be a bitch. You'd be somebody's bitch.
I'd blow everybody just to try to keep the peace. I don't want to get hit too often. Just please don't hit me anymore. What do I have to do here? Good Lord, that thing is huge. I once tried to put my fist in my mouth, and I almost broke my jaw. So,
John, as a male felon, I'll just say that anyone that knows Jay...
Jesus, how do you guys know?
...is a trash bag. Anyone that knows Jay is a trash bag.
How does he know?
He says he's a male
he's
felon.
He's calling us trash bags.
Yeah, but how does he know?
I know
she's
lots
in a girl. She was in a girl prison.
I know lots of female felons. I even dated a few.
Oh,
nice.
My God.
This they is like, mingle? They have like Match.com has that section?
This is felons? Turning into the real world.
Oh, man.
It's
our
like
listeners.
This.
You kidding me? Of course we were going to swing and hit one.
So as a guy who was in boy jail, he knew about... See, this is why I got to say Jay's got some push.
Yeah.
Because we've known Jay for a long time. She used to write us letters from prison. She's awesome. I don't know her personally. I just know her as this, but her letters are hilarious,
letters
very funny, and like out there. Like her views are
entertaining in person.
I've only met her like two times, and it was just happenstance. She recognized me at a concert, and then came up to an event. And at the concert, her cute girlfriend wanted to bang me and Megan, and I looked. I'm like, man, what do you think? And then Jay came around. I'm like, never mind. We're going to die today. Jay's more man than I am. I can't deal with this.
Yeah.
Last thing I want to get is ragdolled in a bedroom by a female.
Jake gave me the bro hug at one of my appearances one time. Kind of like, ooh.
Yeah. I'm not afraid of Jay because I can outrun her, but I ain't getting in any scraps. She might know a couple things. So Jay and this other lady, I want you guys to talk. Jay, I'm pretty sure you'd be in on this.
Hold on a second, John. You won't watch lesbians play basketball, but you will watch them bludgeon each other in a field?
Who says?
Hypocritical much?
Different sport.
Oh, in the world is that hypocritical?
Yeah.
You're talking about women trying to play basketball versus two ladies trying to kill each other?
Reread your email, man.
Yeah. How is that hypocritical?
You need to read.
Not all things lesbian are the WNBA.
This is awesome is what this
is. Yeah, this is incredible. You kidding me? Do you know what kind of ratings we would get with lesbian prison fights if we sanctioned those?
Bare knuckle.
Versus the WNBA attempting to play basketball. Attempting is the word I use. They're not playing. The only reason I watch the WNBA is to see how far behind they are. A friend of mine and I were talking the other day. Bud Grant, who used to be the Vikings head coach, won an NBA championship before he was the coach of the Vikings. People don't realize that. He played for, I forget, it was Minnesota or something, or something, maybe it was a Philadelphia team, but he won an NBA title before he went on to football, which is astronomical. And I even thought to myself, I wonder if Bud Grant's team would even struggle with a current modern-day WNBA team. And that was like 1958 when he won it. I'm like, I wonder if any of that – and I'm like, then you got to think they're 70 or 80 years behind that. They would beat the tar out of it. I looked at the heights and stuff. Even though most of them were white, they'd destroy a WNBA team. 1958 men's basketball.
Oh, yeah.
Please. Which is awful to watch. You give them a couple weeks of coaching just to get them back on you know, like some modern plays. Even then, I think just their set shots would beat them. And their underhand free throws. Terrible sport. Don't get me off on this NBA. WNBA.
Maybe you should try a Bobby Riggs, Billie Jean King in the basketball.
So one, older, well, like, that's what Brittany Griner tried with Boogie Cousins.
Yeah.
I would beat him in a one-on-one battle. I would win that.
Brittany, come on.
No, I would whip his ass. He's delusional.
No, come on. And then Boogie heard it, and his eyebrows fell down. Like, if I say what I want to say, I'm going to get fined. Well, it's good she's got confidence, he said. And then he had to say, but I think she's out of her mind. And then she started calling, oh, poor little man. Like, don't do that. Oh. We're not allowed to do that to you. We're not allowed to say she's just a woman. I would destroy, Boogie Cousins would have ruined her in a cast. Just, I would have loved to have seen him dunk on her. Just the highlights in slow motion of this Last Dance Bulls documentary are faster than a WNBA play. And I'm watching it slowed down by 10. John Stockton taking that shot for the Jazz. I'm like, nobody's stopping that pick and roll in the WNBA. And that's a 25-year-old team. How did they get me off on this? I hate that WNBA so much. The guy who does Women NBA, Instagram
at
page?
Instagram.
At Women
B-A.
B-A. And he acts like he loves it and says he watches all the time. He's a big listener. His Instagram page is almost makes me want an Instagram page. I just watch everything he does, and then I go on YouTube and get into the wormhole of the worst WNBA plays of all time, and I laugh. It's better than a Chris Rock stand-up special.
How about the corner of the internet that this dude has found? John, you really need to go to YouTube and watch Felony Fights. Nah. It's usually two lesbians that fight until one of them is bloodied and the winner gets to rug munching on some other trashy chick that was brought along as the side piece. They're hilarious and bloody.
I like the idea of knowing them first.
Yeah.
I like to get to know their backstory. I want to hear them argue more than anything else. Jay just said, somebody wants to box me, scrap me? I'm like, no. We just want to have a debate, you and another prison woman.
If you've seen Jay, she would...
Oh, she'll fight.
Pound for pound, she's up there.
Yeah, I'll go.
Pound for pound, she's good with everybody in this building. Jay's, you know, and I don't know what that means that somebody says anybody who knows Jay is trash. We need more backstory.
This is a trash bag.
Trash bag, yeah.
Code. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe that's prison talk. I don't understand. Well, Jay, I'll let you defend yourself from all of this disparaging commentary from other lesbian prisoners.
John,
you guys can hash it out on the air while we sit back and just drink soda and eat popcorn. Chats.
Maybe if we can't get the debate, it's ask Jay. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Ask a lesbian felon. That's new.
John, you've enlightened me. My father-in-law watches the WNBA.
Oh.
What a gay F word.
Your father-in-law?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a homo F word now. Why?
Well, it's like Brady's dad watches that stuff. I don't know what is it with the old people.
Because it's Ohio State.
Your dad doesn't watch a WNBA. He's all things Ohio State. It's all Ohio State. It's like Brady with the zoo.
Yeah.
He's not in it for the sex with the hot girl. He's there for the animals. Brady's dad's the same way. It's all about Ohio State, boy. The girls' badminton squad takes on Washington tonight. It's like he's the only one who cares. But
by the way, I talked to him a little bit about the
girls'
Cuba,
hoops.
Cuba shuffle.
Oh, yeah.
And the one year that he went down there, the sorority asked him to coach the girls' softball team.
He's getting
things
mixed
up. It was a trip to Miami.
What?
He said he got down to Miami and he left to Cuba. Because
the revolution got hot.
Oh, because his buddy, they went to Nassau.
You don't ask any of the right questions.
He abandoned the softball team.
Well, you were talking about the women's sports.
But your dad
went down. They were so mad at him.
Sure. But your dad went down to coach. He agreed to coach women's sports in Miami. Abandoned them for the revolution. And you didn't ask, why would you leave them, Dad?
For Nassau. And then when he went to Nassau, the guy over there was like, oh.
Come to Cuba with me. I got this place. Help me fight. Cuba.
Yeah.
So we didn't, that was it. He didn't coach.
He was the original
Happy Wanderer.
He didn't coach the
girls, let him down a little.
He left for Cuba. And you didn't say, Dad, why?
Well, because he didn't want to coach the girls. He was going down there for the girls.
He was going down there as a front, Brady. You're a terrible investigator. I'm going to Miami for a couple weeks to coach girls basketball. Bye. He was in the revolution. Your dad helped overthrow
Why is he randomly coaching?
It was just
in
sororities.
Florida.
Sororities playing
no, it
against
wasn't.
Each
That's
other.
His story.
Why though? Why
no,
him?
It wasn't.
No,
what's
it wasn't.
That?
Why him?
Because he was in a fraternity and they knew him and he's a good athlete.
Your Honor, Emma, come on.
Did he play basketball at Ohio State?
No, wrestled in golf.
Yeah, so he's what a perfect match to coach women's basketball. In the mid-50s.
You're right. It's a front.
It's a complete front.
You can wrestle
by the
by. Doesn't
mean you're qualified.
They
no, you're
didn't
not.
Even have female sports traveling back then.
That's why I'm saying he's qualified.
He's lying.
They're looking for a guy that'll go down there.
Your father told you a tale. They didn't have traveling girls sports in 1957. That would be.
It was not a organ. It was a.
I know it
recreational
wasn't.
Deal. And he's like, "Will you go down there with us since you're going down to Miami? Will you help coach our team?"
And then he didn't.
And then he didn't. Yeah. And you didn't find like, any other questions in that noggin of yours to go, none of this makes sense.
He wasn't the only one.
You didn't think that was a cover?
It's an army. He brought an army to overthrow the government. You can't just go with one guy.
What a perfect cover as a way to get to Miami through Cuba.
Nassau, then yeah,
you didn't. You got to ask more questions.
Or he's lying about something like
he's hosing a bunch of girls.
Yeah,
I
coach basketball. Like he just made up this big story about basketball just to go down there with a sorority.
It was softball. Yeah.
Oh, softball.
Oh, I thought you said basketball.
No, softball.
Again, he still has no qualifications for softball.
And they should have already had
especially softball.
Timeout again. They had a team that was good enough to go from Ohio to Florida, but they didn't have a coach.
They were going down there for spring break. It was a leisure.
So they weren't playing
social
softball.
League. Yeah, it was a softball.
So they were.
So they'd have the other sororities would go down there and they'd have a softball tournament
with no coach. But they needed a coach. The Bad News Bears.
Yeah. So it's like it's. That's how you do it a lot of times in the Greek system. You'll put together, you might coach a sorority team, help them out on their competition against other
but
sororities.
They didn't have girls' sports then.
Right. And without your dad, it all fell apart?
Title IX, no college thing had it.
It's not a college sport. It's just
so what's the sorority
It's like
pickup
softball games. It's like the rec league that we're in. It's another.
We didn't have a coach.
None of my pickup softball games traveled.
Manage and get everything together.
Somewhat.
It's kind of that. The guy that would organize the team.
You need to ask more questions. None of this adds up. If this was Kirby, you'd be like, Kirby, Daddy knows when you're lying. You trust your dad too much on this story when he overthrew the Cuban government, which is a better story. You should be digging. You don't have much time left. You got to find out how he overthrew the government, what mercenary position he had. Your dad's a killer. This is
Did you ask him why he ditched the sorority?
Yeah. Why'd you do that, Dad? The whole purpose was to coach this sweet girl in 1957 to great heights.
Because he had a buddy that was talking about Nassau, and he's like, it's
that's all it takes
I went
to
there last year.
Make him throw his honor away of a, yeah,
well,
I'll
yeah,
coach
it's
you.
It's a leisure thing.
Sure, I'd love to coach you. What's that then, Nassau? All right, now I can help you.
Squirrel!
Hey, what, Cuba? I'll be there in 5 minutes. The man who couldn't say no. You want to start a revolution? I'm in. I just want friends.
What the hell?
Hey, Torp, we're going to go over to Nassau now. Well, is there room in the car? Aren't you supposed to coach that team? Sure, but you guys have an idea now.
They didn't like me. They didn't like me too well. So you moved on to the next
sorority.
Is that
what he said? They didn't like him?
Oh, yeah, they were mad at him.
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he left. Like,
he had other plans.
So on the way down, they found out that they didn't like him?
None of this.
No. That wasn't it. They didn't like him out of the fact that he bailed.
Abandoned them for the revolution.
Well, of course. But, why did he
and
bail?
And I go, so what'd you do? Laughing. Because he was like, you moved on to the next sorority.
Would you accept
Because my mom was at another sorority. And then he had another bet. He goes,
Wait, your mom was involved already?
No.
This before
my mom.
Right.
And then he had another bet with a buddy that he could pin a girl in 7 dates.
Wow.
And he did it. I'm like, man.
Pin a girl.
That was a bad man.
See, did you see how he
seven dates?
Thorpe has manipulated Brady's brain in this story. He's like, and then we had a bet about pinning a gal the old-fashioned way.
Yep.
And I'm a decent human being. No more questions.
No, he
didn't
say. He was like, I was bad. I did some. I was bad.
I don't know what's going on in his brain right now, but it's all getting mixed up.
It's all coming out eventually.
You go from sorority softball to pinning a girl to
you know what his last
revolution.
Words are going to be?
You, Batista!
And then he's just going to drop that.
What does that mean?
Your dad is Big Fish, and it's going to turn out that it's all true. His funeral's just going to be filled with little Cubans, military hat Cubans in their 80s.
And a couple of Bahamians or
Bahamanians?
Nassauians?
And a couple of really angry lesbians that used to play softball in the 50s. Yes. Who agrees to go coach a softball team and disappears? None of it adds up. You wouldn't accept this story from anybody but Torp Bogan. You'd say, this doesn't make any sense, Dan. If it was my dad, your dad was up to no good. Well, I agreed to coach a softball team in Florida, and then I immediately abandoned them to go to Nassau, and then I found myself in Cuba. Like, what? That doesn't happen with a friendly little softball excursion in 1950s. Nobody wants to watch women play sports softball leagues. Those little ladies were a front. There wasn't a whole lot of travel in softball leagues for ladies back in the day.
Were you a mercenary?
Well, he's not going to answer the direct questions. You got to dig.
He could tell me.
No, he wouldn't. He hasn't for 55 years to even led you down the path.
You're going to have to. You're going to find a trunk in his attic.
I hope.
I've seen this movie.
I know.
And it's got all the evidence in it. That's what you need.
Pictures.
Yeah, pictures with him and
Castro. A young Raul Castro and
Batista.
Fidel.
First.
Batista's body with your dad's foot on his chest and a flag in it. Yeah, that is just lies. I mean, 1957, girls traveling for sports wasn't commonplace.
It was
just a spring break, and the sororities wanted to play each other in softball games.
Then why do they need him?
And what do they need him for?
If it's so low level.
It was a fun thing to do at
Evidently
spring
not.
Break.
He lasted about 8 minutes.
Yeah, he did. He went down there and was like, what?
Let me grab this random frat this. Guy with no experience.
I'm heading to Florida. Can I use your vacation as a front? I've got to go overthrow a government and get the communists involved so we can have a 90-mile barrier.
Which one of these is your dad, Brady?
That's him on the right.
Revolucion. He's in that picture. He's the one next to Bobby Lee.
He's the one taking the photo.
Yeah, he's probably taking all the pictures. Oh, no, not very photogenic. I'll snap one of you, Fidel. He's Fidel. I was not good with accents, you see.
I am a bad man, though.
Bogan, be quiet with the whistling, huh? We're trying to sneak up on Batista.
You can't even see him in that picture.
No, he's taking the photo. No way your dad's in the
sticks. He's in a ghillie suit in the woods.
Let's get a picture without Tom.
For those wondering, Google up 1958 Cuban Revolution. You'll see what we're looking at.
Starring Tom Bogan. Got his nickname the Torpedo from playing cards with the kids, you know.
Uh-huh.
Not from launching them at Cubans. I'm good with a torpedo, man. Yeah, that story doesn't add up to me. Again, I get First 48. You watch a lot of First 48. The investigator just looks at the guy and goes, you know, this doesn't make any sense, right? I know what you're talking about. I'll be right back. And then he just leaves and goes, this guy's all over the place.
Look at softball coaches.
Look at all those softball coaches down in Cuba.
They all abandoned their teams.
Just a bunch of girls with bats going, where are they?
How do we know what to do now? It's 1957. We don't even know what this game is.
I used to play for the Peaches, you know.
10 years ago. When it was frowned upon.
Traveling female baseball squads. None of it adds up, I tell you. No, no, no. He was the man in the... He's el hombre.
Everybody wants to think their dad's the man.
Yeah.
Come on.
Ultimate hombre. Ultimo hombre. Last man standing. Which one? It's that guy over there. It's Tom Bogan. Everybody says
Big Fish.
We got to get him in there. Get Brady's dad on. He needs to be a weekly spot. This story can't be told in one go, and it can't be told by Brady. He doesn't ask any questions.
Well, that adds up. Went down there, abandoned a girl's sorority, and ended up in Cuba. Of course. That old chestnut.
How many times has that happened?
I don't recall seeing that in the photo album, Dad.
Yeah. Where are all the pictures? He didn't have any photos of himself down there in Habana?
Yeah, he's had a couple.
Yeah, a couple. I bet he's...
I thought I showed you one. He's got a red convertible.
No, I never saw that.
Ask for a picture with this sorority, this supposed sorority.
He had a car in Cuba?
Yeah.
Hmm.
On one. That could have been...
not a lot of rental places in 57. He was outfitted with a vehicle.
I'm pretty sure that was the one. Mm. I'll see if my brother has that one.
I know. Astro hooked him up.
Yeah. We have a little thing we started called Enterprise Car Rental. We're very new. But you go down there and for $10 a day you get it. But don't get the insurance. That's dumb. If you have insurance, you're covered.
You know, we did the same thing with Osama bin Laden, right? We gave him all these weapons here, you know, fight off the Russians.
Exactly right.
He did say he brought some crates down.
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
Dropped them off.
Bringing some weapons.
Yep. Yeah.
It was softball equipment.
Nope.
So a lot of bats.
I bet you he had a bat bag. Uh-huh. Getting on that TWA flight down there to
softball equipment from Eisenhower.
He had the, he was
in there
charge
even security
of,
then?
No, you should carry guns. There's a Perry Mason I watched the other day where the guy behind him opens a suitcase and a gun falls out. And Perry leans over in the plane seat and goes, I believe he dropped something. Hands the guy his gun back. Like nobody's even nervous.
He said he was in charge of lining the softball fields too, putting down the white lines. Yeah.
I don't think he was in the coke trade yet. That wasn't a Cuban principal at that point. That came later. You got to ask a lot more questions. None of that makes sense to me, and it's more intriguing than ever.
Man, we went from a huge prison fight to this. I don't know what's going on here.
Oh boy. Jay says, all the homies are blowing up my phone. Who the hell is Barb? I'll box Barb. I don't know who that is. She probably doesn't know me either, but I'll box that bitch. Regards, Jay. Jay, we're looking for more of a Lincoln-Douglas-style debate between you and prison bitch Barb.
What's Barb's beef?
Yeah, we need to hash this out. You two could run into each other now in Freeland, and we don't need that.
Has Barb emailed back since you last?
There she is right there. Yeah, sorry, John. Won't waste my breath on that piece of S. Oh, but the stories I could tell. Love the show. Thanks. Come on, Barb.
Well, tell us the story.
Lincoln-Douglas-style debate where you and Jay can chat with each other. You give your beef. She gives her beef. And, you know, no arguing. Just one at a time, we hear the stories. Barb, I need you on this one.
I like the fact that Jay doesn't even know who she is.
Jay just wants to fight you.
That's badass. I don't even know you.
Yeah. I know so many, they all get lost.
Barb knows her.
Yep.
She doesn't know Barb. Awesome. That's Jay wins.
That's got pissed Barb off.
Brent Crandall just emailed and said, Brady doesn't know this, but at his restaurant, I talked to his dad once, and the first thing he said to me, he says, I ever tell you that the time I was in Texas, November 20th through the 25th of 1963?
He's lost it.
Yeah, some of my friends
were in quite the hunter.
A revolution she owned, and you know, we were pretty upset about the way Kennedy was handling the old Cuba.
He's placing himself in every major event in history.
Wait a minute, Torp, that was the weekend Kennedy got killed. What's that then? The weekend Kennedy got killed was when? 63. I said 62.
You didn't,
Torp. You didn't. I was coaching girls softball in Austin. No, you weren't.
It's time to put him in the home.
Yeah. It's time to put him on a lie detector. I want to see that.
That's
thing
why
will just,
I want to get it now.
The needles will fly off of it.
Or if it's too late.
No wonder he's trying to get so close to Jesus, all the horrible things he's done. I got to get right with God.
I love seeing that. That Alexis Bliss or whatever that was in here with Torp. Torp starts going on about Ohio State women's wrestling.
Women's wrestling.
Oh, my God.
All right. Jay says, you got my blood pumping. I wish the little scary asses could identify themselves. This is hilarious. I literally got 15, 20 texts blowing up my phone. And if I'm hearing it right, there's only two dudes that are douches, Todd and some other guy. And I have no idea who Barb is, all caps. Who is Barb? That's a T-shirt we need to print.
Who is Barb?
All big, bold letters. Who is Barb?
I wonder if Barb was somebody's bitch.
Barb, come on.
Who
so
owned
good
you,
for ratings.
Barb?
Hey, Barb, I tell you what. We'll give you tickets to the first show that comes back. You too, Jay. You both win something. The first show that comes
she
back.
She just wants you fest, but she could have got Jay's canceled.
You got it, Jay. I'll get you anything you need. I just need...
We'll bring you fest here. Screw it.
Prison bitch debates. Prison bitch debates would be the greatest thing in radio history. Ever.
Let's get it on!
I'm excited.
But I have a feeling that they'll start talking in code and like talking about stuff we don't understand.
And then we'll stop. That's my job. That's my job to go, all right, ladies, you've lost us. It's time to stop and reset. What is a box, baby?
Yeah, I love learning.
Yeah, new prison slang?
New prison term.
I'm in on that. What do you got on the board of treats?
Wake up song brought to you by ELOteam.com. We got Pantera, Cowboys from Hell, Scars on Broadway, While She Sleeps, Antisocial, Parkway Drive, Seven Dust.
Hold on, I'm emailing Barb.
What you want, Brady? Pick a song. It's Brady's day.
Seven dust.
Seven dust. Denial.
Yeah. For my dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's good at denying everything.
I just told Barb, I'm like, we free people have no idea what this would sound like. You have to let us in on it. Reality radio. I would love it. Barb and Jay.
Or Barb isn't who she or
Barb,
says she is.
Yeah, you know, Barb.
Barb's just talking.
Barb, you're coming off coming across somebody chatting, you know.
Yeah, if you're gonna say it.
Like Jay said,
let's go. Step
up to the proverbial plate. Let's eat. Oh man, and I'll keep it clean. I'll, you know, low blows aside, there's gonna be no language problems. Jay's got a little problem with language. Keep it good, but Jay's boiling up, Barb. You got her fired up. I'm loving this, man. And I'm loving this, man.
I tell you what, man, I want to coach some lesbians fighting, man. Tell you what,
she could be on my team.
Tell you who I'd pick, man. I'd put that Guten Tag on the line, man. I don't know about Barb, but she sounds tough. Coach the Raiders, man. I'll take some felons.
Yeah, I need to have this happen. And I'm, for the record, let me set it straight. I'm not wimping out. I enjoy my conversations with Jay. She emails me pretty much every day. And the ones that I can get to, some of them are too long to read. No offense, Jay, but I can't get through all that. I got a lot of stuff to do. But
tighten them up.
She's funny. And she says a lot of really interesting things. She's got opinions that if I agree or disagree, she still fires them off. So anybody that says she's a horrible person, maybe she is, maybe she was. Doesn't seem like it anymore. I don't know. I don't even know why she was in jail. It could be awful.
Yeah, that's, you don't ask too many questions.
I don't want to know that. I'm going to treat that like Brady treats his dad. I don't really want to know all the horrible killings you've been part of, Torp. Jay probably coached a softball team or two.
She needs more qualifications.
I would venture to guess if I'm picking a guy to coach softball, it's Jay over Torp. Jesus, incredibly butch lesbian that's been in jail or wrestling, swimming, golf guy. I'll take Jay. I wanted that trip to Miami because it's so close to where I need to kill some folk. Why would he even throw in that I went down there to help coach a team and I left them? That doesn't put him in a favorable light. Just say I went to Miami once. And
maybe he really bamboozled all of them. He got down there. They're like, all right, how do I throw a splitter?
Yeah. I don't know. After I impregnated the entire softball team, I left them with the false moniker of Mr. Bill Johnson.
Pinned them all.
Anyway, I pinned every one of them and plugged them full of my bogans. You get brothers and sisters all over Cuba, Brady.
Once they started asking questions, you had to go.
Yeah, there's a little weird 55, well, actually, it would be about 65 now, 65-year-old, rotund, kind of red-haired, strange-looking Cuban boy going, mi es hombre.
Pardon me, little girl.
Ah, mi es hombre.
Oh yeah. Por favor, sorry.
You'll see. Mi papa revolucionary.
You were right, man. We should do this.